Your weekend outlook this Friday is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good morning and happy new year. We're going to start the year off with some great news. But first, we want to begin today by telling you about this winter weather that's possibly on the way. I'm sure most of you have already heard about it. It's expected to roll in here sometime overnight Saturday. The precipitation, which could be either ice or snow, could start after midnight sometime, and then look for lows in the teens most of next week. So we're going to get a fine dose of winter weather right here in the new year. Now, Marion is gearing up for a heartfelt tribute to military heroes with a downtown project that's set to debut here in the new year as part of the Hometown Heroes program. Mayor Deanna Browning, alongside Marion Tourism and Recreation Commission, unveiled these plans earlier in the fall, and it's to honor past and present military personnel with banners displayed on decorative light poles. Funded in part by a generous grant from Kentucky Utilities, the project will spotlight Crittenden County's fallen heroes, veterans, and active service members on Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Veterans Day. That's when those banners will be hung. Applications for banners, which include the soldier's name, rank, and branch of service, will be available for purchase until April 1st. That's the deadline. Here's Mayor Browning with some more details on this initiative.
And we received some good news this afternoon. KU has awarded the city of Marion $500 from their KU Energy Grant Project, and we will be using that for our Hometown Heroes Project. Specifically, we have five POW MIAs from Crittenden County, and we are going to dedicate East Carlisle to these five heroes, and they will have their own banner and brackets as well as a commemorative sign on Main Street. So just really, really excited. I do encourage our local businesses or organizations to sponsor more banners. We do have 86 heroes who were killed in action from Marion and Crittenden County, and would love to see a lot of local support to get these banners up.
And this is a broader project as well. I mean, people can sponsor their own veteran or even active service member, right? They have what, till April 1st in order to get these applications in to buy one of these banners, right?
We do offer the banners. We have 18 by 36 inch banners for $65 and 18 by 45 inches for $72 a piece. It's kind of limited, the space that we have on our poles, but we are working with KU hopefully to have some broader opportunities on that as well.
And where do they make application to buy one of these banners?
They can pick up a form at City Hall. Of course, the Crittenden Press has, you have ran, I think, twice, so we'll probably be doing that again here soon. And some people have just been emailing the pictures to me, and I will forward it on to City Hall as well.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Browning. A National Day of Observance has been declared to honor the death of former President Jimmy Carter, who passed away last week at the age of 100. The National Day of Observance will be Thursday, January 9th. Now, on that day, there will be no mail delivered, so your Crittenden Press will be late next week unless you pick one up from newsstands or get the electronic version. We'll be back in just a moment with obituaries after we hear a message from Holcim Aggregates.
Holcim Aggregates would like to thank our customers for a successful 2024. We look forward to serving you in 2025. Our Fredonia Quarry and Three Rivers Quarry in Smithland are proud to be building better communities, one rock at a time.
In local obituaries, Nora Marlene Mitchell, 82, of Smithland, passed away Saturday, December 28th at Calvert City Convalescent Center. Boyd Funeral Directors is in charge of arrangements. Larry Don Porter, 76, of Salem, passed away Monday, December 30th at Continue Care Hospital in Paducah. Boyd Funeral Directors is in charge of those arrangements as well. Veteran and former volunteer fireman James D. J.D. Grimes, 78, passed away December 31st at Western Kentucky Veterans Home in Hanson. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 100-year-old Angela Tosh of Marion died on January 1st at Baptist Health, Madisonville. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Larry Alvis Samuel, 77, of Marion, passed away January 1st at his home. Gilbert Funeral Home is also in charge of those arrangements. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. The 8-3 Lady Rocket basketball team will host a Webster County this evening. Webster County comes into this game with a 7-5 record. Crittenden County has beaten the Lady Trojans the last two meetings. Tip-off will be at 6 p.m. That will be a JV and varsity doubleheader tonight at Rocket Arena. Also tonight, Livingston County will be at Carlisle County. Muhlenberg will be at Lyon County. That's in girls action. And the Rocket Boys will be over at Hopkinsville at Heritage Christian. Elsewhere in boys basketball action, the Livingston County Cardinals will be at Carlisle. That's a boy-girl doubleheader down there. And Dawson Springs will be at Caldwell County. Now, the All-A Classic starts on Monday with the girls getting underway. Here at Rocket Arena, the Lady Rockets will host Livingston Central, and the boys will be at home on Tuesday against Lyon County. We'll get you caught up on all of the All-A Classic lineup on our Monday morning show. And as most of you probably already know, the Kentucky Wildcats got a win at home over Brown University earlier this week. And Travis Perry from over at Lyon County scored 4 points in that game. He's had one three-pointer and scored a foul shot. And he also had a couple of rebounds and a steal. He played a career-high 14 minutes in that game as the Wildcats won 88-54. Now, Kentucky will be back in action tomorrow at 10 a.m. our time. That game will be up at Rupp Arena as they open SEC action against Florida. And to wrap things up, Crittenden County's basketball team lost last night at home to Mayfield 61-25. Peyton Croft, of course, a Crittenden County graduate, is the Mayfield Cardinals head basketball coach, and his team improved to 10-1. Meanwhile, the Rockets are still struggling and winless on the season. Braden Poindexter led Crittenden County in scoring last night with 9 points. Today's program has been brought to you by Tom Potter, State Farm agent in Marion, Kentucky, Wholesome Aggregates, and Marion Recycling Center. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.